This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Ants, ants everywhere. I've never seen so many ants in my perennial beds and in my lawn. Industrious little creatures that have quite literally lifted some of my plants right up out of the ground. My salvia and a gorgeous clump of feather reed grass avalanche has been cut in half due to their tunneling. And my lawn? I mowed over a huge gob of the little creatures and they bit back. As I've tried to rid my perennial garden of them, they just keep moving. I decided I should find out if they're useful and what the heck for. Okay, so they're tiny rototillers. Well, that's fine and dandy if they weren't digging up what I've already fluffed up for my perennial bed. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the leaves and insects brought into the nest decay and fertilize the surrounding plants. Okay, many ants are predators and feed on insects that attack lawns and gardens, and in the process of gathering food, they often pollinate flowers and distribute seeds. Okay. Fine gardening says another advantage of having ants in your garden is protection from herbivores. Ants are attracted to the nectar found on the plant stem or sepals, not the nectar found in flowers that's used by pollinators. The ants patrol these plants and disturb herbivores and seed-eating insects by attacking them, causing them to fall off the plants or interrupting feeding, egg-laying, courtship, or molting. The ants crawling all over sticky peony buds in early summer, for example, protect them from enemies. Okay, I get it. There are apparently reasons for ants to live. I'm still not liking them in my perennial garden. I'd rather leave them out in the lawn. I did find a chemical way to rid the area of ants from the University of Minnesota. Although I'm loath to use a chemical, I probably will. I'll keep you posted and give you information on my website, gardenbite.com. Check out the pictures too. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.